Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day, Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. The people were crowding around him and listening to the Word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Good and bad days of fishing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever gone fishing? Do you like to fish? For most people, the best part about going fishing is actually catching fish. On a day when the fish are really biting and you spend the day busily reeling in fish after fish, it can be a lot of fun. However, on a day when the fish aren't biting and you are just sitting bored on the shore or in a boat, fishing isn't a lot of fun. In today's Bible reading, Jesus is about to give some fishermen a new job. But first, he wants them to know that he is in control of fishing. They had been fishing all night, but hadn't caught a single fish. It must have been boring and frustrating. Jesus tells them to put out to deeper water, and miraculously, their nets are full of fish. There were so many fish that their nets began to break, and they had to call other boats to help them. At first, Peter is afraid, but Jesus assures him that from now on, he will be a fisher of people. Those fishermen then all left their nets behind and began to follow Jesus. Some days it is hard to be a fisher of people. We tell others about Jesus and they aren't interested. Maybe they make fun of us or don't want to listen to us. Other days it is easy to be a fisher of people. People are happy when we talk about Jesus with them. They have a smile on their face as we tell them about Jesus who loves us. On good days and bad days, remember who is in control. Whether the fishing is easy or hard, that same Jesus who brought all those fish to Peter is still in control as you work as a fisher of people. We aren't afraid because God is gracious and in control. We pray. Father of all, you call us from our daily life to follow you and be fishers of people. Help us to not be afraid, but to trust your mighty power as we live for you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.